Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
911 started lighting up last night with calls from the Bronx, where people couldn't help but notice one of those accordion buses was hanging off an overpass.
There's a lot of calls that are saying the bus buses are hanging over the bridge.
That dispatcher caught on Broadcastify.com. Amazingly, everybody survived, as Roger Stern reports from the scene on University Avenue. Roger?
Lee, it's a dramatic sight. The entire front half of that articulated bus is hanging down from an overpass, resting on the roadway 50 feet below. There's a crane here which will eventually remove it. The bus was heading south on University Avenue, approaching the Cross Bronx Expressway last night. The driver's attempt to make a right turn failed, and the bus went through the railing. The driver and eight passengers were hurt, but fortunately, not seriously. It's all minor injuries. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, at University Avenue by the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Things got very busy around the Brooklyn Army Terminal yesterday after word got out that there were extra doses of vaccine available there. Only one problem, it wasn't true. Our Samantha Liebman reports from Sunset Park this morning. Sam?
Lee, you do need an appointment. There is no walk-in line here at the Brooklyn Army Terminal, which is open 24/7, but that didn't stop people from believing a rumor there was vaccine available to walk-ins. Police had to come and disperse the crowd last night. The problem really stemming from the inability to get an appointment, even for those who qualify, like Ed Kelly, who spoke with CBS2.
I've been checking to try to get in this site for a couple of days, and I never even see this site. I know it exists, I click on it, and then there's never an appointment.
Now, the foot traffic here light overnight, so it's unclear why there are no appointments available. Meanwhile, hospitals like Mount Sinai say they are running out of the vaccine, having to cancel appointments through Tuesday. The hospital says it will let those patients know when they become available again. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Sunset Park.
Man waiting for an N train at Times Square last night got shoved onto the tracks by another man. He managed to climb back onto the platform before the train got there. The victim, age 32, didn't want any medical attention. The shover was last seen running out of the station. He was wearing a black bubble jacket and gray sweatpants. A five-alarm fire tore through a four-story apartment building on Montrose Avenue in East Williamsburg last night. Fire Chief John Sudnick says there wasn't much they could do to stop this one.
Firefighters conducted an aggressive interior attack, but there was too much fire. The fire was too advanced.
People living nearby were told to keep their windows shut to prevent smoke inhalation. Firefighters eventually got it under control around 10 p.m., and two firefighters suffered minor injuries. The Jets have a new head coach, in principle at least, as Mark Erne is here to explain. Mark?
And Lee, the news broke last night by tweet at exactly 10:10, wouldn't you know, that Gangrene was hiring 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh. A move met with universal praise as Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, for example, tweeted yes with three S's and sir with 10 R's. And Niners defensive back Richard Sherman said the Jets got a great one. He'd endorsed Saleh for the Detroit Lions head coaching job 6 weeks ago.
To have the injuries that we've had week after week after week, the setbacks week after week, can he never make an excuse? And statistically, we're still a top five defense in almost every category. There are guys out there with Pro Bowlers, all pros, and never lost, never had an injury, never had any adversity, and they're not putting out a top five defense.
Which indeed the Michigan native did, but Saleh is Big Apple bound, becoming the 20th head coach in Jets history. and he reportedly gets a 5-year contract. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
The Atlantic 10 Conference was going to hold its men's basketball championship at Barclays Center. It's been the home to the championship for the last 6 years, but the conference is pulling it and due to COVID concerns. A new location will be announced sometime before the championship is played, March 10th through the 14th. Terrorism charges have been filed against 14 members of MS-13, said to be members of a commission called Renfla Nacional, responsible for a wave of violence in the U.S., El Salvador, and elsewhere. The federal indictment accuses them of using drug trafficking and extortion in the U.S. to fund terrorism in El Salvador. The accused are already doing time in El Salvador, but the plans to bring them to New York for trial. Woodbridge Middle School in Woodbridge, New Jersey, has a theater with a mural that shows President Lincoln freeing a slave kneeling before him. That mural was painted in 1934. Now there's talk about revising it or maybe just getting rid of it. Kendall Ali, who was hired by the school district after the death of George Floyd to provide guidance on diversity, says, "When I saw it, it definitely created some feelings in myself." He adds, "It's important that we put images in front of our students that we want them to see in themselves." The district superintendent, Robert Sagas, says they're talking about having more murals or maybe additional information. Whatever action the district decides on, the plan is to get it done soon, since next month is Black History Month, and students may even be back in the building by March. Not many people are taking mass transit these days, especially not the commuter railroads, but Governor Cuomo has a vision for the future when the trains perhaps will be full again.
The mass transit future demands more capacity. By acquiring the square block to the south of Penn Station, we can build another terminal. We call it Penn South. That will add 40% more train capacity by adding at least 8 additional underground tracks.
The governor revealed his vision in the fourth and final installment of his State of the State address. It was 12 years ago today, the Miracle on the Hudson. Captain Sully Sullenberger safely landing his U.S. Airways Airbus 320 in the river after running into a flock of birds on takeoff from LaGuardia. Our Juliet Papa was one of the first on the scene.
The pilot told them to brace themselves while they were on the plane, that they were going to be landing, and he realized it was going to be in the river.
All 155 people aboard were rescued by ferries and other nearby boats. There was a lengthy investigation by the NTSB, which rejected the notion that Captain Sullenberger could have made it back to LaGuardia. One NTSB official called it the most successful ditching in aviation history. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.